Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is off, but Alicia Quarles from Daily Mail TV is with us for entertainment news, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Alicia. I guess the movie people are very happy because Black Widow did really well, didn't it?
Good morning. They are very happy. We think the movies is back. So Black Widow did about $80 million in North America this weekend. And that was actually up in Fast and Furious, which 2 weeks ago did $70 million. As we all know, because of the pandemic, movies have really suffered. So it was a big weekend for the movies.
Right. Just reading about it in the Wall Street Journal today, biggest opening of the pandemic era, and the total bolsters hopes for a movie-going rebound. And I guess it also made a lot of money for Disney because it was on Disney Plus as well. So some of the experts like you are saying that this proves that streaming and movie theaters can exist side by side. What do you think?
I think they can. You know, within the Heights, we all expected us to study this. It'll do wonderful on streaming services and also in the theaters, and it didn't. So we just didn't know what to expect. But this actually proves that, yes, they can live cohesively. You can actually make money on it. People want to see it at home. They want to see it in theaters, and there's a way to stream revenue from it.
And I guess everybody's talking about Richard Branson, and what he did, as somebody said, was a publicity stunt for the entertainment folks, but also very inspiring. What'd you think?
I actually think very inspiring. I've probably been interviewing him for about 18 years. He's always talked about going to space. Forgive me, my voice going out. He's an astronaut now, though, at 70 years old. This is a dream he's always had. He said, look, with my money, I've worked hard my whole life. I want to do this. So yesterday he went into space. He beat Bezos to space. He was just elated. And it's kind of cool to see your dreams come true.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of people on social media commenting about this Sports Illustrated swimsuit runway show. Is this something new? I know the video was trending everywhere.
It's new, but not new. So in their March issue, they had a bunch of just different body shapes for their annual swimsuit issue in the magazine. So this actual runway show that happened over the weekend was celebrating different body types. But everybody seems to be doing this now. Victoria's Secret doesn't have their annual show anymore, but they have the ES Collective, which are all shapes and sizes. So it's really getting on this trend of all of us are beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. We are. Scooter Braun and his wife have separated, and this is making entertainment headlines because of Scooter's background. And for people who don't know about him, tell us the story.
Well, Scooter Braun, he is the hit maker. So he's produced the careers of Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato, so many people. He also got into a very famous feud with Taylor Swift after he bought her catalog. Well, his wife, YL, she's a mining heiress, and they just announced the two of them are separating, but they're allegedly not divorcing. I don't know why you would announce your separation. And then he posted a shout-out to her for their anniversary, so it's just, it could be a potentially very big money divorce.
And before we let you go, Alicia, let me get your take on the Britney Spears case. I guess she wants to hire a powerful lawyer and a former federal prosecutor by the name of Matthew Rosengart. And some people are saying this is going to signal some sort of drastic change in the handling of the case. What do you think about all this?
Well, if she's able to hire a very powerful person, yes, it's going to signal a crazy change. Because in the past, she hasn't been able to retain her own lawyers when she's asked for it. They've been court-appointed. So now this changes the game. You saw Larry Rudolph, who is her version of Scooter Braun, her manager for many years, he resigned. He quit. So so many things are shifting, and I think it will change the paradigm of this case.
Alicia Quarles, senior news correspondent, Daily Mail TV. Thank you, Alicia. Take a lozenge and you'll feel much better.
I will. I got to get the voice back, but thank you.
It's early yet. Appreciate it. Thank you.